This is Morning Edition on WJSU. I'm Desmond Matthews. Music filled the area of the Mississippi Museum of Art as a special announcement was made on Tuesday. The big news is that the National Folk Festival will be coming to Jackson for the first time ever. Out of 42 other cities across the country, Jackson was chosen by the National Council for the Traditional Arts to host the festival for the next 3 years. Each year, the event will last for 3 days. Jackson Mayor Chokwe Antar Lumumba feels that this isn't just a win for the arts, but for the city's economy as well.
Estimated to bring 60,000 people in its first year, which is a 3-day event for each year that it is in the city of Jackson, and estimated 100,000 people each year subsequent to that. So this is not only an opportunity for us to celebrate, enjoy one another and America's music, this is economic development for our city. This is an opportunity where we see where art influences capital far more than capital influences art.
That was Mayor Lumumba. His wife, Ebony Lumumba, serves as a co-chair on the city's festival committee alongside First Lady of Mississippi, Ely Reeves. The 3-year event is expected to bring several artists of all genres out to either showcase their talents or listen to others. Grammy Award-winning artist Bobby Rush was in attendance on Tuesday and encouraged one specific group to attend these festivals.
The city has come about because I want the young people to know that. Especially I'm talking about the young black people now as a whole, because myself is one of the old people left now. We don't want the young people to forget about the root of the music, root of the blues, because the blues is the mother of all music. If you don't like the blues, you probably don't like your mama.
The National Folk Festival is scheduled to begin in November of 2025. Reporting for Morning Edition, I'm Desmond Matthews.
Have you ever been mistreated by someone you show no love?